Over the last 2 years, several large pork packers have closed plants in California, Minnesota, and most recently, Iowa. Harvest Public Media's Rachel Kramer reports what it means for some pork producers and why the industry is encountering economic turbulence.
On his farm near Gowrie in central Iowa, Larry Allegor walks toward a row of low-roofed hog barns.
And these weigh about 190 pounds, 180.
Allegor says the pigs inside have another month and a half to reach market weight. He buys piglets from Colorado with his son, and between both of their operations, he says they can have around 20,000 pigs on hand. The Allegors sell them to Tyson Foods. Inside another barn, the hogs are noticeably larger.
We start loading these tomorrow, 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, we have 2 loads in the morning that go to Storm Lake. So.
Hauling hogs to the Tyson Pork Processing Plant over 70 miles to Storm Lake, Iowa, is a big change for Allegor. For 35 years, he almost always went to the one in Perry, which was half the distance, until it shut down in June. Allegor says he was disappointed when he heard the news, but not necessarily surprised given the economic challenges across the industry. In 2023, producers in Iowa and the U.S. suffered record losses as costs outpaced profits.
It's been pretty brutal in the last year and a half, and even on Tyson's side. You know, they had a pretty tough year a year ago. So, and if they don't make money, and they can't afford to pay more either, so.
Tyson reported a $648 million drop in income for fiscal year 2023. The company said it closed the single-shift plant in Perry to make overall operations more efficient. Allegor says he's committed to sell to Tyson, but the Perry plant closure will mean more time on the road, an hour and 40 minutes to Storm Lake, versus 45 minutes to Perry, for each load of hogs. And extra minutes and miles cost more money. Tom Berkren is the former executive director of the American Association of Swine Veterinarians.
It's really more than just an inconvenience for pork producers to lose a plant like this.
He says nearly 100 pork producers, many of whom were his clients, had contracts with the Tyson plant in Perry. Most were shifted to the company's other plants in Iowa.
It's real dollars that they have to spend on transportation, and if they have an employee driving the truck, it's longer hours on the road, and so I really feel bad for producers.
Lee Schultz is an Iowa State Extension livestock economist. To help explain why producers and packers have had several rough years, Schultz points to higher costs for labor, energy, and insurance, along with elevated interest rates and inflation. He says some producers may have spent more money to retrofit facilities or build new ones to comply with California's Proposition 12. The law requires more space for hogs in order for the pork to be sold in the state.
But also you have the auditing and certification process and the tracing of the product and all that adds additional costs to the system.
These costs come on top of long-term shifts in the supply of hogs and capacity to process them. After years of upward growth in the number of hogs, Schultz says pork packers increased their slaughter capacity nearly 10% between 2016 and 2020. They built new plants or upgraded existing ones to be more efficient.
We've seen now hog inventories roughly stabilize. Pork demand has softened a bit since 2020 and 2021.
And packers are adjusting to minimize losses. Schultz says companies with multiple operations will shut down their least profitable, highest cost sites when times get tough. Smithfield Foods closed one of its processing plants in California last year and recently announced the same fate for its ham boning facility in Altoona, Iowa. High Life also closed a plant in southwest Minnesota, and Olimel shuttered several in Canada. The concern is that there's less cushion to adjust to possible disruptions in the supply chain, and that cushion gets thinner each fall when there are more hogs ready for market. I'm Rachel Kramer, Harvest Public Media.